Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. All right, it's day two of the IDS trip here to Germany. And tonight I'm once again joined by Japaschnitz. Did I say that right?
No, closer, but you're getting better.
Is that the German version?
It's getting better.
Well, I almost got run over by a train and shit today. Sully Sullivan. And we are joined by Aaron Elliott this time.
Officially.
Who stayed up very late. To be able to talk with me, and during our testing of the microphones, didn't talk, so we don't even know if she's being picked up or not.
Hopefully, she's being picked up.
Guys, big news from day two.
What's big news?
I got to use a credit card finally.
Where at?
The taxi cab.
But the guy probably told you no to begin with.
He did. He told me no, and I said I've been trying to buy stuff all day long.
Did you use it on any dental stuff?
I tried.
Did anyone buy anything today?
No. No, dude, that is the story of the day for me.
No, well, I guess I did. I bought something from PhotoMed, the only American company here.
They had that written up in no time flat.
I'm not sure what I bought, but I bought something.
Well, to me, the story of the day was that I tried to spend 21,000 euros today to buy three video cameras for our dental operatories for me, John, and Sully. And the French dude literally wouldn't get up out of his chair to tell me or to sell me or to write an order to buy my $21,000 in cameras. And so we like little wackos, Sully wanted to go back and talk to him again.
I was that baffled.
Three times.
Well, I went the first time without you guys.
Yes, then we went back.
Then we went back, okay, and then we went back.
And then even when you said, okay, if you're busy, can we schedule a time? And they said... No.
They said no. No, you can't schedule time. That makes total sense.
So anyway, by the time we went back to the third time, Sully wanted to go. The guy actually gave us a little bit of time, kind of.
Ish.
Kind of. He basically referred us to the U.S. Riverbank.
Begrudgingly. And then by that time, we weren't ready to buy anything. We were like, well, it's okay. It's not worth it.
He said, so can I? I'll see you tomorrow then. And he said, no, probably not.
No, probably not. No chance. No chance I'm buying your shit tomorrow.
Okay?
What's sad is he had a great product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what that made me think about is what is happening in our practices. How often is our team sending the message to our patients that we're too busy or too good or whatever the perception our patients have that we don't have time for you?
That's right? Kind of in the story of the week, I would say.
And overall, and there's a little bit more culturally involved, I think, with the IDS show, with a lot of the products actually not being available in the USA. But I think that's happening so often in our practices that most of us don't recognize it or realize it because we're successful.
And I'm always surprised when a patient is referred outside my practice for sleep, mm-hmm. which is more than half my patients for sleep. And they're like, well, do you do regular dentistry too? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Right. But why would they know that? Right. You know, so
but then
we make it a point.
Compare that to my time at the Korean village.
Korean village was
all it was you like wanted a Korean to do was go to the Korean village.
There, like how come Korean there was no India market. Village?
There was. I talked to the instrument people.
Yes. Oh, okay.
India town.
Yeah.
Well, technically, it was Pakistani television. The instruments.
We did bump into Ukrainian land.
Yeah, there was one Ukrainian.
Well, the Indian place was generic implants. what was it called? Like A? Like B?
Like BS.
Like BS.
No, but it was interesting because Korea Land was willing to work with us.
Dude, the owner came and talked to me right away.
Scheduled a meeting.
He's like, you tell me what you need. Yeah. Just draw up a plan. Yeah. Drop a schematic.
I think you're
going to
be disappointed, though, when they say they need like a minimum of like 100.
That's what they told me, it's 100 pieces.
Yeah.
So I already know what I'm going into. But that's fine. But that's okay, right? And they didn't say no. They straight up said this, you know, what the price was for everything. You're like, I asked the guy today what the price was at the end, and he says, no, we don't talk price.
Yeah. Talk to the dealer about that.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't talk price? How do I even know if I want your product? It's unbelievable.
The price list that we had at the one place, she goes, oh, no, we don't have that. We don't have that. Yeah. This one's not available yet.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm tired of demoing things that aren't coming out for 6 months.
Yeah, or should be out soon. Like, what the hell does that mean, right? So, but then we went over to the Plan Mecca booth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We met our friend Donnie Murray over there.
I actually really enjoyed that.
I did. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome.
It was cool to see what's going because, on.
You know, I haven't seen their products in four or five years. And I've always said that they make good products.
He was a good host.
I think that Dentsply Sirona products are maybe a little bit better overall. But some areas that were not as good and some areas that were clearly better, right? But I wanted to see their workflow. There's a lot of pluses and minuses to the workflow. I wanted to see the printer. That was a disaster of a demonstration.
That was not a great demonstration. I think we both left
the only person listening was Tom, my husband. He's not even a dentist.
I mean, but that's another point about our practices.
Yeah.
He was telling us about how great
the features
of his printer, and I just want to know, dude, how does this work and does it work?
Yeah, is it reliable?
And show me a print.
Show me something that you've made. Right? He didn't have anything.
And that reminds me of our patients. How many times do we tell our patients all these features? Tell me how you drop your margin and all of that stuff, right?
0.16878K.
Right. But what our patients want to see is before and afters of our work, right? Show me examples of my work. Show me how this really works.
How long am I going to be here?
Right. Basic questions, right?
Is it going
to
hurt?
Well, how about if everybody before they started the demo said, listen, I just want you to be aware, this demo lasts 20 minutes. I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no. I appreciate your honesty. I'm out. Which is my favorite. You know what my favorite booth of the day was? Strawman.
the
British lady in Strawman.
Arena of confidence.
And it should be the arena, John's right, the arena of honesty.
Yeah. Like, because I'm like, switch straight up.
Like, how is your implant? They're like, well, we only have a year follow-up, so we're not sure. We know that the coating works.
we're pretty sure there won't be bone loss, but we can't tell.
But we're confident in that we've acquired a company that has similar products, and we're going to do some things like them.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
And just go use their product because it's cheaper. Yeah. It's the same thing, but cheaper.
Yeah. Kind of got that vibe for her. But no, that was actually refreshing, I think, after some of the stuff we had seen.
But we did not go.
Neo didn't tell us to Google it.
No.
They're like, we don't have it. Just Google it.
I caught that.
But again, it goes back to this. Listen, they're a large company, right? And we're judging that company based on our experience with one person. Mm-hmm. Who may be an R&D person, for God's sakes, right? Our patients are judging our practice on the experience they have with that one front office person, or that one assistant, or that one hygienist, or that one whatever, the one website, you know, or the one Google reviews or whatever it is. So it's really not that different. What else did you like? You liked the orange glasses.
I did. I went back. I got a quote.
I like the orange juice.
The orange juice was awesome.
That was awesome. I mean, it was
fresh. So Orange Dental had, so that's my struggle with loops, is the weight of
the light.
All of it. And so
maybe you should do neck exercises there to get strength in your
anyways, it was very light, and the light was cordless, and anyways,
you liked it. What was cool about it is, like, when you lift your head up straight,
the light
the gyroscope,
off.
It
turns
off.
Yeah, it
turns off. How many times do you forget to
the
turn
light
your light?
Turns
like,
off.
How many times do I see my light just pointing down on my penis?
All the time. All the time.
You're trying to highlight that?
Straight backwards. Straight backwards. Not out.
There's a spotlight.
Actually, it never gets to it. It hits my belly first.
So many comments.
Oh, my God. But that was pretty cool.
But they don't have a U.S. distributor, and that was your hesitation because of something needs to be you like a rep.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is the one thing I did purchase.
I value a rep.
Yeah.
Unless it's $5 and it's disposable, you know, that kind of thing.
I think we're seeing a big transition in the market too. People are starting to finally get that photography is important. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make it easy, you know, and like we've all preached like DSLR camera, mm-hmm. you know, big picture stuff. And now I think we're seeing that like the market is shifting toward making it easier.
Easy.
Yeah. So there were a number of people today that had point and shoot style cameras.
Just so you know, those cameras have been out for a while.
That were delivering really good quality pictures. Well, if that was the case, then
the camera you bought has been out since I started, got out of dental school. Maybe the
I should
buy
the other one. The other one.
I think
cool
importing them should be easy.
The
too.
One's Wi-Fi. It was little. You take
it doesn't get
Wi-Fi.
Any easier than this. You have a memory card and a memory card reader in every room.
Yeah.
You plug it in and you drag the files into EagleSoft.
Yeah, or Dentrix or whatever.
That's
you know
easy.
We have that's a new training course.
Yeah.
This will be new.
Like,
new
you know
level
what?
One.
In
new
fact, I did that training course in 2003.
Time to bring it back.
2003. I'm past it. I'm done. But so that was cool. What else? What else did you guys like today? I thought it was an exciting day.
Yeah, and I had a couple of meetings.
I saw two sleep apnea
things.
Yeah,
we had a couple
things.
Of super important meetings.
Pretty excited.
That was pretty fun.
We accomplished a lot.
I went to see Kapler today.
They I spent some time in Kapler as well.
Beautiful booth. Beautiful stuff.
Getting ready for
very functional stuff.
Build out. What's really interesting is seeing the way that it's so...
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Functional and efficient.
Yeah.
You can get away with a much smaller space than you initially think.
But people can't get over the price tag.
But what it allows you to do with the argument to that is that with more efficiency and a higher price tag item, you can have a smaller space,
yeah.
which ultimately costs significantly less.
Real estate's expensive, right?
Yeah.
And then, no, we're not making, we actually went to their booth.
I know, I was like, what are
like, legitimately went to the Kapler booth.
I spent like 30 minutes in there.
Well, look, listen, I bought a lot of stuff. I'm just making sure I didn't buy stuff that's been changed. That's all stuff.
That's all I'm doing is making sure that.
I'm just making sure my stuff is still
you
good.
You guys checked out the,
so JP
we
and I,
timed the Medit
we did.
Scanning.
JP and I looked at least four different scanners.
Four different
you
scanners.
Know, which, it's interesting. I think the big dynamic there is the good thing is for the industry now, everything is fast. There are a good number of decent images.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty accurate.
So now it starts to come, a lot of it's dependent on software. And
how much do you buy software,
what are your usage?
Yeah.
So now the question is not, okay, what's the fastest, what's the most accurate? It's what are your needs, what do you want to use it for?
If you're a true scan in the mouth and send to a lab every time for single crowns, one of the value scanners might make sense. That might make the most sense.
Yeah,
I probably have the least expertise here on technology, and I think the biggest reason why I went the way I did was for integration of everything works together. It's
workflow.
Not piece
it's applications.
Well, and like that's a huge buy, right? We buy
in-office milling is super important to me.
Yeah.
Not because it saves me money necessarily in today's lab world, but it saves my patient time, and it's a differentiator.
But to me, that's the point, though. Like, that's a huge... That's an advocate of why you would buy X product.
Because it gives you a path to that.
But for some people, it may be zero desire to do that. But it may be that you desire, you know, like then we saw the iTero, which is the first one I played with that, you know, and that the unique thing they have is the whole ClinCheck and the
mm-hmm.
smile simulator of what your, you know, ortho could do and whatnot. Like that may be value to somebody, but it's
by
just
the way, show your immediate ClinCheck to your patients every time.
Immediately.
Donnie's like, no. I look into the office first.
I go and move things around. I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? So I don't want to say I'm the old guy, okay? Because I'll never admit I'm the old guy. But
relatively speaking, you're the old
guy. I'm 15 years into CAD/CAM now. 2003 is when I started CAD/CAM, okay? So I'm 15 years in, fourth generation now. Red CAM, Blue CAM, OmniCAM, Prime Scan, okay? And to me, the argument used to be digital impression works. And I'm going to say there's a new argument now. It's you want it in every operatory. Mm-hmm. Okay? So to me, I'm trying to optimize what I want in each operatory. So I'm still a firm believer that right now for clinical operatories of dentists and assistants, I want the prime scan in each operatory. Where I'm torn still is what I want in the hygiene operatories. And I'm torn off one feature, okay? Because I believe this immediate, quote unquote, ClinCheck or this immediate orthodontic simulation will come across to all of them soon. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know this for certainty. Well, I don't know this for certainty, but I know there was a patent infringement suit between 3Shape and Align that the court sided with 3Shape. So I believe, I'm not certain about this, that was somewhat based around their immediate ClinCheck version, okay? So that should probably change at some point, okay? But the one feature that I saw that iTero and the new 5D camera had was this near-infrared imaging to help diagnose decay.
That was cool.
It was pretty cool to me, right? Awesome. And so to me, there's a potential value in having that in my hygiene chairs. I don't want to do that. It's not what I want to do because I want to stay in the family. Yeah. But it might...
Also don't want to do more fillings, but
my associate does, right? And listen, regardless of whether I want to do them or not, I need to properly diagnose them so I can refer those patients somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we're doing fillings in our practice still, you know. But we want to properly diagnose, properly communicate with that patient so they can see. To me, part of the value.
Have we ever had a hard time diagnosing fillings though? Am I the only one that's like, is it we really struggling to do that?
Yeah, because I would bet money that we put 10.
Like you don't diagnose enough.
No, I bet you we don't see them on the X-rays.
Like if you
there's
don't
times
see an X-ray,
they
like,
can see
are we clinically. Really going in? Like really? I mean, like that's the point where if we can't see an X-ray, we're going in now.
But what's
the point of going in when it's a number like half round burr?
That's the point, because it's less tooth structure removed.
Yeah, but then you're also cutting the tooth structure, creating a void. Now the weak link is the composite. That's only going to last a couple of years.
Well, we're just waiting for it to get bigger.
Yeah, but that takes a long time. So is the natural
it?
Process takes
does
that
it?
Longer than less than
what if
than
that
the
person
other
falls off the bus?
Let's
and
not
you
go
don't
down this rabbit
years.
Hole.
Probably, I agree with Aaron on this.
True.
I don't think
whatever
we should go down this rabbit
it
hole.
It is a rabbit hole to come to agree. My
yeah.
point.
Yeah. But here's what here's
it's
what,
not as big of a deal.
No.
As
well, it's not like we don't diagnose decay. But what I'm saying is we don't communicate well to patients. How many patients really see the little gray spot on your X-ray? How many dentists
yeah,
are actually
my argument, my question
how many dentists
been,
are even showing it to the patient?
So my question would be, how do people deny case acceptance because of fillings?
They do, because Howard Fran tells me that 1 in 3 fillings are accepted in this country.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's shocking to me. I feel like most people just do the fillings.
No, they don't. 1 in 3 don't. 1 in 3 don't. So I think anything that can help you be more proactive and preventative is better. And maybe it's not fillings. Maybe it's using some type of product to help, you know, remineralize
the
decay.
I didn't see you guys at those booths.
The Icon?
The holistic booths. There was a whole booth of, like, using clove to, like, you know, cure, I don't know, periodontal disease.
Was that the honeybee
booth? So are you really for prevention?
Is that the honeybee
booth? All I know is it was 100% BPA-free.
Right, which is, yeah. So, you know, so I think there's a value in that. So, you know, what does irk me a little bit with Align on this, and I'm a big fan of Align and Invisalign, you know, is that I bought an Element 1 9 or 10 months later. Maybe let's call it even a year. Element 2 came out, and now a little bit less than a year later, now they have Element 5D. So to me, to have 3 cameras in 3 years.
1, 2, 5D, too.
I mean, that's a
pretty big jump.
You just know, wait and come out.
Just, well, I mean, I, and then not
see,
to have a not
first.
To have an afford a logical. You know, to me, it's
even 3Shape's done that. I mean, the 4 is like right after the. Prime Scan came. How many years after OmniCam?
6 or 7. Yeah,
that's a long time.
Long time. I get it. Some people say too late, but you know, I just you know, I think to me is the concept that I literally bought a machine a year and 3 months ago because I got my iTero December 31st, 2017.
In their defense, you probably bought like the behind one version.
No, absolutely not. I don't ever do that. Hardly ever do that. And I bought the version that they had. I paid, I want to say $28,000, $29,000 for it, something like that, for the Element One in December 30th, 2017. And today I would have to pay $30,000, what did he say, $30,000 mm-hmm. more to get to the Element 5D. So not even a year and a half later, they're telling me my camera that I paid $29,000 for is only worth 10 grand, right? So to me, that doesn't sit so great with me necessarily, but that's why that's part of the game, I guess, right? I don't complain. Well, I still have a product that's making me money.
The question is, have you gotten $18,000 of value out of that product?
Absolutely, 100%. 100%.
So it's you're right. It's the cost of doing business.
Yeah. Aaron, what was your favorite thing today?
All the cappuccino I got.
That's sad. Sad.
No, I was here 4 years ago, and it's completely a different experience.
What's different about it?
Well, I got to run into some old friends, mm-hmm. but really the best part was now that I am a technology user, now that I have invested in that and it's my workflow, now that I'm placing implants. When I was here 4 years ago, there was 264 different implant companies and they all were a blur to me. Mm-hmm. Now I get it.
Aaron, how many different things did the three of us say? Aaron, you have to get this. Aaron, you have to get that. Aaron, you have to get this.
Thank God I can just blame it on my partner.
Yeah. It's Ken's fault.
Sorry, can't buy it.
JP, what was awesome? Go ahead, Aaron.
No. I just think that with a fresh set of eyes, like it's, and the integration that I have with mm-hmm. cone beam, placing implants, all those things, like each product's feature mm-hmm. makes more sense why it's so cool.
Would you be placing implants without cone beam?
Absolutely, hell no.
Okay. So cone beam has been a great investment for you just from the fact that it's unlocked implants for you.
Yeah, predictably.
Yeah, of course.
With confidence.
It's not about predictability because we know implants are predictable 95% of the time.
You just want to make sure you get it in the right spot.
Even if it's not in the right spot, it's predictable.
When you put it in the wrong spot, it's going to stay. No. But
to me, it's the confidence. That's the key word. It's confidence.
In the way that I speak with my patients about it, there's no him and han.
Just wait till you use that new BLX implant by Straumann and you enter the arena of confidence fully.
Yeah, but now I get those nuances I didn't get before.
JP, what was awesome for you today?
I really liked our time with True Abutment. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool to see some of the fully guided surgery mm-hmm. kits that they're going to have available soon for us.
Yeah,
kind of neat the company that we're working with and using in the practice to see that they're still innovating and they're still doing new things.
Yeah,
you just squirt some water in the
sinus. Squirt water in the sinus.
That was pretty cool.
I also liked how they were so appreciative of us,
and they were happy to see us and welcomed us in, and that it was like the whole group, wanted.
Unlike some of the other booths.
Oh my god!
What was the one that just totally blocked you out with no camera, no video?
Yeah. Oh, that was like Zirkazon.
A 4D.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me
face imaging.
They wouldn't let me take video to post on social media.
I'm gonna go back tomorrow. Actually.
Yeah. I want to see the product, but I don't want to. Whatever. Anything else?
No, that was a big one.
Yeah. Sully, what was awesome for you today?
Honestly, I think it's, for me, I kind of sit back a lot of times and I sit here and I'm like, gosh, I have no business being at this meeting in Germany, with this group of people. I'm very thankful. And my thing is to anybody who, listens to this and whatnot is, it's just such an awesome, cool opportunity to be here. And to come out here and see kind of what the potential is and what the future is and the buzz around things and just, dentistry sometimes I think gets a rap of just because all the corporate whatever it is and the thresholds of things, it's, we're in a time that's competitive and hard. And really, I think it's a fun time to be in dentistry. And so
it's the greatest time ever.
Today was just kind of, for me, was just an echo of that to just kind of
You're like a kid in a candy store.
Dude,
a little bit.
I am. It was. Because it's like you go to booth to booth to booth and you're just like, gosh, man, just it's exhilarating, it's exciting, and so for me today was just a day of taking it in and enjoying.
How was your party tonight that you went to that you left us all for?
I did leave y'all for a party. It was fun.
Well, you know? Dropped us without thinking twice.
Like, later, I'm like, we're going to get pizza.
Like, I'm like, I'm in Germany, and I had the opportunity to go to the GC party, and it was a great time, and got to hang out with some cool people doing some neat things. And again, I think it's just for me, it's an opportunity to. Continue. What's helped me the most in my career is to surround myself with people who are pushing themselves, who want to do more, who have a desire to be the best they can be. And so taking the opportunity to continue to do that and hang out with those people, meet with those people, it's helped what made me successful.
It's putting yourself in a position to succeed.
Exactly. And so that's been the big takeaway for me is just, I'm glad I'm here. And I think that's a message that, to me,
well,
to
you
everybody
surrounded
is.
Yourself by people,
yeah,
like mentors.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
To be the guy that has no business being amongst the people, right? To be
but
the,
everybody's
like, the
a
lowest.
Mentor. Even the people
person.
That you don't like
sure.
are mentors because they show you what you don't like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Good day.
Yeah, it was a good day. Did anybody eat any nachos while we were here?
God, no.
Hate nachos.
Hate nachos.
I didn't have a lot of wow experiences either.
No, but just hate nachos.
Yeah,
I hate nachos.
I didn't see anyone deliver.
I didn't see a single booth about model guided surgery.
No,
making guides off a stone model.
It was incredible. They were all talking about CBCT.
I saw XNAP the first
surgery.
Time.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Great. Well, you know what? That is kind of model based, I guess, because they take a little impression. Oh, but then a robot hooked up to the CBCT.
And then the CBCT shows you what's going on.
And there's a robot. That old robot eye factor.
Well, to me, I think sentimentally for me, it was seeing some of the people I worked with when I first started getting into education and training and working with companies. I ran into Stefan Hain yesterday. I ran into Roddy McLeod today. I ran into Milos today. I ran into Peter Gray today from Photomed. Peter was one of the first companies that agreed to sponsor and exhibit with me and Samir at Townie Meeting in 2003.
Wow.
Probably the one of the first. The first company was Rachel Stutzman with Care Credit. She was with Care Credit at the time. When we said, hey, we're doing the meeting, she called us right to say, we're in. First company. And we didn't know anything, right? And then I remember Photomed was one of the first because I was doing photography. That was my thing then, was photography. And he said, tell me what you need. We'll support you. We're there. We want to exhibit. So it's so great to see him, and what was awesome to see Mike with him, and to see 18 years, it's 15, 16 years later, he still has the same employees.
That's incredible.
It's pretty awesome, and to run into people, it's nice. I mean, that part was really cool for me. It was nice. I really enjoyed it. That was my big thing today. Was that it's a madhouse, that place.
It's insane.
We
did a lot of extra steps. I think.
Yeah, we got about 20,000 steps.
I think I got about 18,000 steps in today. Yep. But I think what was massively my favorite moment of the day was calling John and saying, "Where are you at?" And he said, "We're getting on the train." I said, "Okay, can you hurry up? I have to pack. I have to put my book bag in the." Coat check area, and it's a $5
five European.
They don't take credit card, and I need cash.
Well, guess what? I went to the ATM because you don't even have a debit card.
I don't have an ATM
card.
I
got the euros.
I don't have an ATM card.
I'm going to bankroll
you guys
of the time.
I haven't had an ATM card since like the third year of college.
And by the way, we were supposed to do a 3-hour Segway tour through.
Pouring rain and gusts.
And it was a game time decision. There was a lot of indecision.
When the weather report says, caution, gale force winds in your area.
You're the one that said yes, you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yes, about my no got turned into a yes.
You know what my disappointment of the day, probably of the week was?
What's that?
I didn't have any invitations to any parties. That makes me feel bad.
Stop.
You know what? You were invited by us.
Well, no, I have our own party here. And number one, I want to go to bed by 10 o'clock, even though it's now past midnight. But yeah, that's okay. I don't need them.
No, it's really great to be here with a group of family and to spend this time together. And
all staying in the house.
Staying in the house in the Leverkusen.
With soft, plush towels.
Soft, plush towels. And
my exfoliation is
towels
great.
The size. I'm drying myself with washcloths.
Sandpaper.
Yeah. For me, I think the coolest thing about today was that as I am kind of going through some changes with the company and with my practices and the organization, getting back into clinical dentistry a little bit more and getting more focused on education and
kinda
training.
Fire you up a little bit.
Being at this meeting happened at the exact it's got me fired up and it's got me going ready to go back to work.
I'm so excited for my meeting with Koreatown tomorrow.
I'm so excited for you for that.
And I the CEO of Saleya is hooking you up.
Yep. Oh yeah, and the CEO Private of Saleya. Yeah. Michael, I want to say thank you.
How great was that, right?
That was real quick. Yeah. I guess that we can explain the situation. So, almost 2.5 years ago, I bought 4 Saleya lasers, pretty much sight unseen. Did no demo, nothing. Bought 4 of them.
Some would call that stupid.
Some would call that compulsive, impulsive.
I don't know. I call it stupid.
Stupid.
Frankly, I think they both work in that setting.
Yeah. All of the above. We had the trainer come out and do a whole day training session, who I actually saw today at the meeting. About 3 months later, I called Patterson Dental up and said, 3 of these things aren't working. The associates aren't getting it. We need to send them back. They happily took them back.
They took them back. No Hammond and Hein.
Yeah, we bought enough from them. We've kept the 4th, but over time it's just been kind of put in the corner a little bit more. It's become a coat rack a little bit. I use it for aesthetic gingival recontouring
here and there,
but not the intended use at all. And I'm sitting there, and T, you're getting your demo, and Sully, you're talking about, boy, I don't know if I want one because JP had not such experience, And I'm just discussing this, and little do I know, the CEO is over my shoulder hearing this. And I'm not bad-mouthing them. I'm not beating them up or anything. But he hears this, and he says, wow, well, that's not what we want to hear. I'm not happy to hear that. What's your name? What's your practice name? I'm the CEO. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I don't even know who he called. Next thing
he called the home base. Next thing I know, they're scheduling an in-office service where they're going to tear the thing down and put it back together. They scheduled a trainer to come out and spend a day with me and my team. And he said, we're going to get this right because what you're describing is absolutely not what you should be experiencing.
Yeah, so but that's what you should expect for a premium product with a premium price tag.
Yep, and that was a good reminder that that's...
Because I have a hard tissue laser that I don't even know who sells it now in the U.S. In fact, I don't think anybody sells it in the U.S. now.
Which goes
back to my thing on the glasses that you looked at. Those $1,000 and we can afford to lose that here and there. We don't want to, but we can, right? But when you spend $50,000-$60,000 on a laser, and $100,000 in your situation, you want to know that 5, 7, 10 years as a company behind it, there's some innovation going on, and all of that. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, I look forward to day 3. I will have a lot of information to reveal from my meeting at Koreatown.
Top secret meeting, so maybe not that much.
Yeah.
I just love that they're willing to sell me something.
No, they're willing to custom design your own product.
Well, I did call you from there saying, hey, the Koreatown people don't take credit cards. I need money.
And you also told them, I don't want to buy anything you have. I want to design something completely.
Yeah. How many do I
need? And they didn't dismiss it.
Can you design a burr that makes the perfect margin?
Yes. Maybe next episode we can talk about what burr we use to draw margin.
I think we need to go to some of the burr companies, by the way.
Yeah.
I do think we need to buy, I want to buy 1,000 burrs tomorrow.
All right. Let's do it.
I want to buy the burrs for the rest of the year in my office.
Great.
Why not?
Mostly because it's on Johnny's.
No, I want to do disposable. I buy disposable burrs.
I think that's
we're going to get to that
whole market's going to go.
I mean, how do you keep track, right? Did I use this once? Did I use this 5 times?
I can look at the grid and tell you when there's
oil marks.
When the shank is rusted.
Like when it doesn't cut anymore.
I used a single 557 in dental school for 6 months.
Oh, I love the single use burrs because I get the 5 uses out of them.
Yeah. Well, you're slow anyways. I guess you would.
So, can you guys help me find a burr company tomorrow?
Let's find some burrs.
Sure.
I want to buy 1,000. I want to buy 1,000 856 tomorrow, and be done for the year.
Done.
Only if it saves me. Let's have this conversation real quick, okay? How much would you have to save to buy a year's worth of stuff? Percentage wise.
What's the dollar
30%.
Amount, though? Because 30% on $100, I don't care. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to go out of my way to
save $100. Okay, what do you think you spend a year on burrs?
I think burrs is a poor choice.
Why? We spend a lot of money on burrs.
Do we?
Yeah.
10 grand.
I bet you spend more than that on burrs.
How much is a diamond? What's a diamond burr?
A disposable burr is $125, $130, $150 each.
$150, okay.
Yeah.
So it's probably... $5,000, $5,000.
A year?
And yeah, $5,000.
More than that. More than that. Dude, how many birds you take to prep a crown?
Two.
You prep a crown of two birds?
Three.
All right, so that's $5 a crown.
Yeah.
How many crowns you got practices do a year?
Yeah, good point.
That's just crowns. What about fillings? Each filling's one burr at least. Right. More likely two.
Call $10,000.
All right, fine. Just call $10,000.
I don't think it's $10,000. I think it's more than that.
Just call $10,000.
Okay.
Easy math.
So if, how much would you have to save on that to make it worth to buy the entire burr schedule for the year?
30%. My answer didn't change.
30-40%. I mean, it would have to be a significant amount. Because that's money. Otherwise, it's just sitting on the shelf.
Sure, but you don't want 50% return on your money on something you know you're going to use?
If the money's going somewhere else.
I don't mind spending money in big quantities when it's something that won't go bad.
Right, but birds won't go bad.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
but, I'm convinced I can find somebody to sell me my birds for 50% off tomorrow.
Okay.
That will, if I buy the whole year's worth. And then I'll do it.
50%?
Mm-hmm.
That's worth it.
Yeah. I'll do 50%. I bet you money if the main manufacturers that we deal with in the U.S. Came to you and said, hey, if you commit to buying this many birds for the year, we'll sell them to you at this price.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I think they would say yes to that. And the problem is we don't ask. Right? And I think there's...
We buy birds once a year.
You buy all your birds at one time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we're really given an option, though.
Right. Well, your rep's being smart, though, right?
Yeah, I've kind of said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to buy your reps one time, 1 year, and give you killer pricing. Here's what you're going
to
do.
See, to me, that's smart, right? We don't ask. Instead, what we're doing is we're surfing the web and looking for the best deal, mm-hmm. when really what we need to do is just ask what we want.
Save ourselves a lot of time.
Yeah, just ask. Say, listen, dude, I'm getting this. I need to buy this for this. I'll buy the whole year's worth. Like, you can do that with composites. You know, composite, the challenge there is they go bad, right? So you can go on a consignment program where you get a quarterly shipment or a monthly shipment. You commit to buy. Because at the end of the day, what you got to look at is you got to look at, hey, I'm consistently bought this many per month over the last X number of years. I'm going to buy this many composites. So, hey, what's the deal if I buy composites from you?
If you want me to buy yours.
Well, whatever it is, right? I think we just got to ask what we want and get there.
But all right. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
You guys look tired. Tomorrow. I'm wide awake. I don't know why. But hopefully we'll have day 3 IDS. And then day 4, hopefully we'll be able to do from the airplane.
From the airplane, yes.
We're going to see. We're going to sneak into JP's fancy suite.
Sweet. Heck yeah.
Everybody, see you later. Thanks for listening.
We're sparring harder.